Yeah, by all accounts, especially from doctors and people on the coronavirus task force at the White House, Operation Warp Speed has been a success. But now at this point, it is going to be a challenge to distribute the vaccine nationwide and frankly around the world. And today we got a chance to talk to Dr. Slaoui, who is the director of Operation Warp Speed, about some of those challenges.
Things happen, and when they happen, we would be ready to deal with them. We would be transparent about it.
Dr. Moncef Slaoui, chief scientific advisor for Operation Warp Speed, says developing COVID vaccines in under a year was a monumental task. Now, he says, distributing those vaccines may be just as difficult.
We are working extremely hard to avoid the inevitable challenges and, you know, learnings that will come as we start to execute at scale.
Dr. Slaoui says it's hard to anticipate what those inevitable hurdles will be. He tells News Nation the White House Coronavirus Task Force has run rehearsals with states to try to prepare.
Different states are in different levels of preparedness as we speak.
States will be ultimately the deciders about who fits into those different categories and how to prioritize and actually get vaccine to individuals.
Dr. Josh Michaud with the Kaiser Family Foundation says rural states with fewer hospitals and care centers may have a tougher time getting the vaccines to vulnerable populations and medical workers. Both of whom are first priority.
Some states will be much more ready to really get the vaccine out there in a quick and efficient way.
Another challenge, Michaud says, making sure those who receive their first dose come back for a second. Both Moderna and Pfizer's vaccines require two shots.
That is a significant logistical challenge to track all these individuals who might be moving around.
Congressman and physician Dr. Raul Ruiz says while much of this will be left to the states, the federal government has a role to play.
The ideal would be a massive coordination partnership driven by the federal government with collaborating states.
He says that means helping states identify those most vulnerable who need the vaccine first.
We also need to put money towards the vaccine administration to make sure that counties have the equipment they need in order to store the vaccine, to administer the vaccine.
Dr. Slaoui says even as a vaccine begins to go out, it's important to stay vigilant.
We're still going to be a long way from being out of the woods, even as it's in distribution.
So the answer is yes, because we are not able overnight to immunize the totality of the population in the U.S. It is very important that we are patient and resilient until we get to the very end of the tunnel.
But Dr. Slaoui says that there is light at the end of that tunnel in the form of this vaccine, and he says that by the summertime, he hopes the vaccine will be successful. It will be distributed to the general public, and he says next summer hopefully will not look anything like this previous one did. In Washington, Joe Khalil, News Nation.